Episode 46 of TanCast is not only vulgar and inappropriate, but also personally embarrassing. So much so that it requires not only this warning, but this warning.
Mom, Dad, if you're thinking about listening to this episode, we got like 40-something other ones. Go listen to one of those.
So if you are a mother, a father, a cousin, a friend, an in-law, and you listen to this episode, please keep any information you hear on this episode to yourself. Do not tell other mothers, fathers, in-laws, cousins, brothers, wives, ex-husbands, whatever it is. What happens in TanCast 46 stays in TanCast 46. All right? All right. Do it up. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Well, see, I just posted on... Well, hey, let's start the show. Welcome to TanCast, everybody. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I am Noah, the big-ass motherfucking black man in motherfucking TanCast.
You didn't introduce yourself last week, Noah. I was re-listening to it.
Yeah, I did.
We just started making fun of Andy, and we never got back onto it.
I muted my mic when I did. I was like, mute. Oh, this is Noah. I'm mute.
Well, then you still didn't introduce yourself because nobody heard it.
I introduced it myself, just no one heard it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah?
No, you didn't.
Yes, did it?
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Like right now, I just said you're a faggot. I said you're a faggot.
No, you
just didn't hear it. I say you're a faggot all the time.
I did hear it, though.
You did not.
I did.
Now you
did. You said it like 4 more times after you said you heard
it. Yeah, but before that, I said it and you didn't hear it, but I still said it.
Doesn't matter. I still heard it.
Not the first time I said it.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to TardCast. You're listening to two tards. I kind of want to get you both Nerf bats and let you just solve it once and for all.
I would destroy Tim.
With Nerf bats? We wouldn't destroy each other. We would just tire ourselves out after a while.
No, I'd just punch you in the face.
Well, I got to assume that you both have got the... No, I can't say tard strength. That's just hateful.
You're hateful.
I am hateful.
You're a hateful son of a bitch.
I am.
I'm insulting you and your mother with that comment.
Well, you know, fuck that bitch.
Whoa. Don't know if that was a good thing to say. Got tan laughs? Who's got tan laughs?
Everybody's got a laughing place. A laughing place to go, go, go. Come on in, give us all a grin. And you'll find your time, go, go, go.
Tan laughs!
Wait a minute.
So we got a couple.
At your mom and TanCast, and at Fucktards at TanCast.
I called dibs on the one from my cousin.
No, I have that one.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Nope.
Yep.
I already called it.
Your mama.
Right. So this is sent in from my cousin Heidi, who after the holidays downloaded all 45 episodes of TanCast and actually listened to them all. God bless you, madam. What did the blonde's left leg say to her right leg?
We can't answer that. We all got the same email.
Nothing. They've never met.
Oh.
Again.
Fuck you, Noah. Fuck you right in your fucking nigger head.
All
right.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I stand by what I said earlier. Nerf bats for the both of yous.
Wiffle ball bats hurt, my friend. Those sting. I got hit by one once.
Mm-hmm.
Not pleasant.
Shouldn't be such a cocksucker. People wouldn't hit you with things.
I think if I was a cocksucker, he wouldn't have hit me.
Okay. Well, that might have slowed him down. Anybody want to read their tan laugh, or do we want to continue on this pointless road that we've wandered down?
I'll do a tan cast.
Laugh!
Tan laugh, whatever, fucker. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm kind of out of sorts today. I it's one of the tons of things that I ate yesterday, you know, I'm fat, apparently disagreed with me, or maybe they disagreed with each other and are now having some sort of, like, race war inside my stomach, but...
Did you eat a cat and a dog?
I did not eat a cat and a dog, but I did eat Chinese, so maybe I'm not...
See, so, there you go, cat and a dog.
Maybe I'm not
there.
Correct.
Boom.
And there's our casual racism for the today. Yeah, I got a tan laugh from our listener, Tony. He'd actually sent it to me a little over a month ago, but I had a lot of shit going on, and I just kind of missed it. You know, family in town and all. So he resent it to me, and now I will read it. So, Tony, sorry to block you off like that, but here we go. A blonde and a redhead are sitting in the bar having a drink. A man walks in carrying a huge bouquet of roses and starts walking towards their table, smiling broadly. "Isn't that your husband?" the blonde asks. "Wow, you're so lucky." "Not really," replies the redhead. "That just means I'm going to have to be on my back with my legs spread up in the air all weekend." "Why?" asks the blonde. "Don't you own any vases?" get it because she's going to think that the redhead wants to store her roses in her vagina.
Which seems painful. Ah! They have thorns.
Ah! Well, if you...
That's the sound of thorns in the vagina.
Is that the sound the vagina makes or the thorns make?
The person.
If that's the sound the thorns make, go get your vagina checked because that sucker is so stinky it's making thorns scream at you.
The thorns are retreating in pain. Ah, oh, God!
I have a tan laugh.
What's your tan laugh, Noah the faggot?
So, this was sent in by DJ Technoid, cutting up on the ones and twos. What is the difference between a rectal and oral thermometer?
What?
The taste. I'm sorry, DJ Technoid. Tim did not like your joke.
I did like your joke. I didn't like Noah's telling.
Tim didn't like your joke. He's an ass.
I like DJ Technoid and everything he's involved with.
Except that joke.
Nope, love the joke.
You didn't.
I don't know what the hell was going on, but our shitvo the other day, every time my wife would stop whatever show we had actually been watching, the default behavior of that stupid thing is to dump you right back into whatever live TV you weren't actually watching, whether or not it's recording something. It's like, it doesn't just give you another list of shows to go watch, like you're probably going to want to do. It's like, here, watch whatever's on. Fucking thing. Anyways, the thing that we kept coming out to over and over and over again, because we'd get a couple of seconds worth of it, and then actually get into one of the shows we wanted to watch, was some woman talking about the difference between a yeast infection and a bacterial infection. And specifically, I kept getting like 3-second chunks of her describing the difference in smells. But these were like half an hour apart. So, because it would just dump right back into the exact same spot in the buffer, and it'd be there for 3 seconds until my wife got the menu open and got the whatever next show we were going to be watching. So I kept getting this 3 seconds worth of this long description. It was a little surreal, because we were watching a comedy. And then I kept thinking it was a joke, and it wasn't.
Yeast is funny. Ha ha, make some bread.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Itching and burning. Get it. Whoa. Fucking children.
Who's fucking children?
He loves fucking children.
Nobody in our neighborhood, unfortunately, and so they're fucking just running around like they own the place. If only someone would stick a dick in one of those kids, they'd fucking learn the fear of God!
I think you should post out the story from,
I think they'd learn the fear of dick.
I think you should print out the story from Tracy and just post it all over the place.
The story from Tracy?
Tracy the person, Tracy the small town in the Central Valley.
I guess you haven't heard.
What happened?
Well, medium-sized city, I guess.
Really? I guess maybe just because I live here, that's why it's been huge news, because it's been on the fucking TV. I mean, not that it shouldn't be on TV.
No, Tim's just a retard. I live all the way across the country, and it's been on the TV here.
Andy, you shut your fat fucking face. I'm not a retard.
Strong comeback.
Thank you.
Anyways, a girl was kidnapped and killed, sadly.
That's no good.
And her body was put into a suitcase and then dumped in a pond at, what was it, like a stockhouse or a farm or some shit like that?
I don't remember where it was. And then she turned out she was kidnapped by a Sunday school teacher that lived in her trailer park.
Yeah, like the mom of one of her little friends.
Yeah. Oh, the Sunday school teacher was female, too, which is, I guess, unusual.
Yep.
So people are very leery and Tracy. They're like, I'm going to be keeping an eye on my kid.
That's retarded. It's people elsewhere should keep an eye on their kid. The person in Tracy's already been caught.
Well, you
know how it is. People, when something happens, even though it's already happened, they're like, oh, well, we need to do something.
Yeah.
And there's others
even if
out there.
It's incredibly unlikely to repeat itself. We're like, we must band together to make sure this never happens again.
Oh, like when 9/11 happened, and they would like do all these things to stop how they did before, and people are like, they're not going to do it the same way again.
Although, if they didn't make any preparations for it, and they did do it the same way again, you'd feel really stupid.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Like, well, we didn't think they'd actually try that again. Fuck. Fuck. I mean, the only good thing is there was nothing to hit because they've tried to fly in the World Trade Center again and they just sailed by, ended up in the Hudson. Unfortunately, Captain What's-His-Ned was there and he landed safely. It'd be better if I could remember the captain's name.
And then the other captain was there.
Sully.
And he stopped the pirates or the terrorists.
Dude, did you hear about that rescue?
Well, only on The Daily Show.
Yeah.
See, if the Tracy thing had made The Daily Show, I would have known about it. If only Jon Stewart could have made a joke about a child and a kid, you know, being kidnapped and killed in a suitcase. Which is, well, I guess it's not as hard as you might think, because I technically just did it. It's not funny. Especially if you happen to be related to that child. Stop listening to this podcast now, by the way. It's just not good for you right now. Go listen to something life-affirming.
It's probably not good for you ever. I think the Surgeon General is going to make us put a warning on it. Tancast may cause ass cancer.
Or just assholeness. Because you repeat one of these jokes in front of your friends, you are now your group's asshole.
Yep.
I just liked hanging out with Phil, but he's an asshole. All he does is talk about Superman raping people. But anyway, Andy, you were starting to say
something. I actually made a fuck. Apparently, I've shat out all my words in addition to the entire content of my stomach.
But Noah's filling in with bird calls.
I know, I appreciate that, Noah.
Is that what I was about to do? Like,
yeah, bird calls weren't exactly where I was going. I was going for English, but thanks for trying.
English is for suckers.
Here's your Nerf bat.
Maybe some carrier pigeons will stop by and give you some shit.
They're extinct. Where's the passenger pigeons? Ah, fucking, I don't know. I shat my brains out, too. Anyways, I made a callback to the Superman raping people the other day. Walked into my kitchen, and my phone call with my brother cut out. So I walked back into the rest of the house and called him back, and then I walked back into the kitchen and the phone call cut out, and I walked back out. He says, "Hey, is it the lead-lined suitcases you've got upstairs?" I said, "No, it's all the kryptonite we keep in the garage to protect us from Superman rape." And then I giggled for like 15 minutes. My brother didn't get it because he doesn't often listen to Tancast.
He doesn't listen to Tancast?
He's busy having a family.
Yeah, wife.
In that case, your brother's a faggot.
Job,
you'll never know.
Two kids. Three if you count the dog.
Does work?
She does like some massage stuff. No,
oh, okay.
Not like that.
I saw it to kill my baby! I saw it to kill my baby!
We are talking about the comedy of a comedian named Nico Santos, lives up in the Bay Area, who did a bit about why they always talk about massage with a happy ending. I like to see a massage with an awkward ending. Some Vietnamese prostitute just jerking a guy off. Why soldier kill my baby? I was just talking about him yesterday with another comedian. He's like, whatever happened to that guy? And he told me the bit, and I was like, that's just a memorable bit.
It is.
That's like his dentist routine from Cosby. He's going to be known for it. Kids are going to quote it. Wait, did you ever finish what you were going to say, Andy?
Dude, I have no idea.
All right.
We'll play it back later and go, Noah didn't introduce himself again.
No, he did.
I know.
Okay. So we were just talking before we started the show about how we have nothing to talk about. So I posted on Facebook if anybody had topics for us to talk about, and several people have responded. So you guys ready?
Wow. Tim's popular.
I've got peeps. Fuck. If I could get back to my page, we could get started. Okay. So Bryce asked us to talk about our worst case of food poisoning. Tony asks us, pie versus cake, which do we prefer and why? Then Tony saw that Bryce had already commented and said, hey, mix this up. Worst case of food poisoning involving cake or pie that you ate during high school. Oh, worst case of food poisoning, and then in comma, high school. That was what Bryce had said. So he goes, worst case of food poisoning involving a cake or pie you ate during high school.
Well, one time I was eating this girl's fur pie and she had yeast infection and I threw up into it. It was disgusting.
Oh, God! Oh, that's so disgusting!
But wait. Describe the smell, because now I know how to tell the difference between a yeast infection and a bacterial infection, so...
It kind of tasted like cottage cheese mixed with feta cheese with a little sprinkle of cheddar on top.
That actually sounds pretty tasty. I'm going to go do that.
I was like, the description of a yeast infection shouldn't make you hungry.
Why do you think I was eating her out?
This is delicious. Do you have any Ritz?
Nom, nom, nom.
Spread it on a cracker.
I want to scoop this up.
I got some of those Tostitos scoop chips.
I got some Tostitos the other day that are little tiny flat discs. What? What the fuck? Like, were people cutting themselves on the corners? Or am I supposed to play frisbee with these tiny little things? I don't know.
Barbie is.
Maybe if you've got a round salsa bowl, it helps you scoop the edges evenly or something, which is very weird.
It is strange.
What's what?
I said it is strange.
Ah, I thought you said string. I was like, what are you doing over there?
Let's see.
Just pulling shit out of his butt. It is string. What did I lose up there?
Have either of you seen Harry Crumb, the movie?
I don't think so.
No.
He had a guy that had this weird cleansing thing where he would swallow a string and then poop it out.
It's a good idea.
Supposedly, Andy Kaufman did the same thing with cheesecloth. Supposedly, Jim Carrey, in the interest of really putting on the Kaufman persona to do Man in the Moon, did the same. I wasn't there to witness cheesecloth coming out of Jim Carrey's ass or Andy Kaufman's ass, so I can't.
I was like, you weren't there for Jenny, but you're.
Hey, look, I shadowed Tim's words out too. Well, let's see. I'm old enough to be two high schoolers. I had some strawberry shortcake, and that's got the word cake in it, and I'm feeling pretty tore up in the ring area right now, so I'm going to go ahead and call this one. You know, it's a stretch, but so's my butt.
So this is not your worst case of food poisoning.
No. No, I've been off the toilet for like an hour, and I don't feel like I'm going to be on in the next couple of seconds at least, so.
My worst was not too long ago at Disneyland.
Oh. Caught at Disneyland or suffered from at Disneyland?
Fortunately, caught at Disneyland, suffered from at home.
Oh, good. Tainted churro?
No, I ate at the Mexican place by Big Thunder Mountain, and then I got home, and then I was like, oh, I've got a... Oh, God!
I like the noises your shitting and barfing makes.
I'm assuming that Fernandar is the butt, and the blair there is the mouth.
You could tell. Yes, you're right.
Now we know why they call that place Big Thunder Mountain.
I had a big thunderous mountain of shit and barf.
Yeah.
On top of the feces, all covered with puke.
Didn't we decide that talking about poop meant you had to drink for a drinking game?
Oh, yeah.
Then we got a couple of hammered listeners right now.
We should also, I thought of a couple other things in addition to our the current drinking game rules. Mm-hmm. Whenever Andy is talking for more than a minute at a time, like you've watched the counter and no one's talked in between Andy talking and it hits 60 seconds, take a drink. If it hits another 60 seconds, take two drinks.
Oh, man. That was going to get fucked up.
And also, when Tim laughs loudly and inappropriately at for no good reason, fucking take a drink. Yeah. Like, someone's like, Tim, laugh hurts my ears. I'm like, what are they talking about? And I actually listened to a recent episode with my headphones on, and I find, like I'm some third person, like, fuck this guy. Like, I yanked the thing out of my ear. Calm down, asshole. Anyway.
So... my worst case of food poisoning was, I don't know, probably a few months ago as well. I went to El Torito, and the next day, or actually that day, I just felt like horrible. My stomach hurt, and the whole day I was just like, I felt like I was going to throw up, but I didn't throw up. And then finally, like in the evening, I threw up, but I didn't even feel any better. Like, I still felt shitty, and my stomach still hurt. So, like, finally, I threw up a couple more times, had lots of diarrhea, like, I was peeing out my butt. And finally, the next day, I felt, like, kind of okay. Like, I felt better than I was. But it's just, like, it's so crappy when you throw up. And it's, like, usually that makes you feel better, and you still feel like shit. Like, mm-hmm. I just threw up, I don't even like throwing up, and I don't even feel any better.
Yep. One time in college, I was starting to feel a little queasy. Went and ate a blueberry muffin, thinking that, you know, maybe I'm just really hungry. And started to walk towards my next class and turned and said walk to the bus. Took the, like, 20-minute long bus ride home after waiting probably 15 minutes for the fucking bus to show up. Sweating and just, like, clenching the whole ride home. Then I had to walk a quarter mile from the bus stop back to our apartment. I got into our apartment. I laid down, I jumped back up, ran into the front bathroom, and puked so hard that I shot blueberries out my nose.
That sounds like good times.
Whee!
Then I got into the shower and figured, oh, I just feel so awful, you know, maybe some hot water will make me feel a little better, and I gotta just clean all of this stuff out of my nostrils and everything. I was trying to blow my nose, and I felt a little tiny fart coming on, so I figured, yeah, I'll just, you know, fart while I blow my nose here. And I shat in the shower a little.
Hot.
Yeah.
Squish it down the drain with your toes.
Well, no, it was squishy enough. I just had to turn the water towards it.
Toes.
Yes, and then I squished it down the drain with my toes. There you go.
Better.
I know, I know.
That's it. I prefer cake, by the way, to pie.
I typically prefer, well, it depends on the kind of pie. Because there are kinds of pie that I absolutely hate, and there's not many cakes that I hate.
I didn't think there's much of anything that you hated.
Mm.
Judging by the look of your girth.
You know,
it turned
it really
into a
depends.
Song. That was so nice.
I would probably say cake. There's probably more cakes out there that I like more than pies.
Like, yeah, I like some cakes. Apple pie.
Yeah.
I like a cherry pie.
Mm-hmm.
I like some poontang pie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they so seldom have that on the menu where I go.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'll have a slice of your poontang pie, and then the security comes over and my meal's done!
so weird.
Poontang pie.
I love lemon meringue pie, but only made with my mother's recipe. Because normal lemon meringue pies now taste like somebody took Crystal Light and made them.
Oh, God. Yes.
Yeah, like don't get the lemon meringue pie from Marie Callender's. You will be sadly disappointed. It is weak sauce. But my mom one year tried to, I think it, the recipe called for like 2/3 of a cup of lemon juice, and she was trying to do the like making two pies thing, so she was just doubling all the recipe. But she did the math wrong for just that one step and wound up putting like 2 2/3 cups of lemon juice into the pie, and it made the fruity part of the pie a little runny because there's too much liquid in it, but it also made it like curl your eyelash strong. But my uncle and I loved it, so she spent a couple of years figuring out the rest of the recipe, like where to take other liquids. She backed it off a little bit from that first one, but
I just like the image. Like she spent a couple years. So now I just picture Andy's mom with a lab coat and some Bunsen burner and like beakers and data in the background, like the big chalkboard from Back to the Future 2, just working stuff out.
Science, industry, and technology. Big men turning things. Build your own atom storage box.
I love strawberry. Not. I guess it's kind of a strawberry shortcake cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, the cake with the whipped cream in the middle and the strawberries and whipped cream on top. I do not like regular frosting, though.
Ooh, me neither. The buttercream stuff?
I don't know what it is they put on most cakes. I don't like it. I like
yeah, where it's
kind
like
of whipped
super
cream.
Thick?
Yeah.
Kind of crunchy even with the sugar?
Yeah, sometimes it's like ultra sweet. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it. I do like a good Boston cream pie, though.
I've never had a Boston cream pie.
I think it's delish.
I don't think I ever have
either. I've recently discovered I do like pumpkin pie, despite the fact that I wouldn't think that I would.
You've never had it?
I hadn't had it till recently, no.
Ah.
I would say Christmas. Last Christmas is when I had it.
I have tried pumpkin pie repeatedly, and I just do not like it. Not one bit. There's also some other pie that, it's got nuts on it, but I can't remember what the hell the pie is called.
Oh, I love sweet potato pie.
Mm, not me.
Ah!
Not pumpkin pie, not sweet potato pie.
Not on a boat, not with it floats.
Yeah. And not strawberry pie either. Like, I'm not real big on strawberries, just in general.
Really? Apple pie is the only thing I'm just fucking American. I like me some apple pie and that's it. You can get out.
You like it with a slice of cheddar?
Oh, no! Fuck, why are you putting cheese near a dessert? That's why cheesecake almost ruined cakes. Like, that almost tipped the scale from cake to pie, just because cheesecakes are included in cakes.
It's not really cheese, like, cheddar is cheese, though.
It's fucking cheese. Done. Out. Quit. Fucking walk away.
It's a different type of cheese.
It's a disgusting type of cheese.
Delicious.
Don't put cheddar on top of your apple pie. You gotta put a sour cheese on there, like Swiss or something.
Gouda?
Could be Gouda.
It could be Bada.
Brie?
not Brie. You know Brie's kind of a runny cheese, right?
Do I ever. No, I don't know fucking shit about cheese. Well, everything I know about cheese comes from that Monty Python sketch.
Mm. You can just name them off of there?
Exactly.
Like the
Venezuelan beaver
cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Not today, sir, no.
Gouda, Edam.
So, Teresa asks us to talk about Barbara Streisand and how her legs are like butter. Discuss.
I've never been a fan of
Streisand. I think it's more of a joke than an actual topic, but...
I believe so. But I was going to go with it.
All right, do it.
I've never found her legs particularly attractive.
Like, never? Not even old? Like, because, like, she used to be a sex symbol, which is crazy to me.
Yeah,
I've
you know,
never
I think
put Barbara Streisand and attractive into the same worlds. Fucking one is Marvel and one is DC, and never the two shall meet. Not even in one of those special mashups.
Oh, yeah, Barbara Streisand. She has the big schnoz.
It's just kind of the whole head, for me, is an issue. I think the head ruins the legs.
Although someone had said that my wife looked like Barbara Streisand.
No.
And I could kind of see, I'm like, well, yeah, if everything had gone right with God's plan for Barbara Streisand.
Good one, Tim. Good.
You should get your wife a bumper sticker that says, like Streisand, but hotter.
Or hot.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one
that, to be.
For my wife that says, like Lou Ferrigno, but hotter.
Your wife doesn't listen to Tancast, does she?
No, she doesn't. She would not appreciate that joke at all.
Is she home?
Yeah, but she's in the other room.
Well, tell her to stop curling everything. She got those crazy-ass biceps.
She comes smashing through the wall. Stephanie, smash! Doubly funny, because the Hulk never talked in the show and never said that.
He just said, Wait, yep. didn't you were watching so much Hulk that you knew, like, his timing for his
Yep. Yeah, we talked about this on the Tancast.
Oh, did we?
Before the Hulk movie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Tim also Hulk knew, like, he could look around a room and tell what people were going to be thrown into.
Yep. Were thrown into or thrown at them or thrown against. Like, I'd be like, oh, that's a breakaway right there. He's going into that tub. Or, like, before the Hulk out even happened, I'd be like, oh, he's going to Hulk out here. Because look at all those things. Like, there's some water for someone to be thrown into. There's a glass window for no good reason.
It's like there's no wall with it. It's just glass in the middle of a garden.
It's just you guys holding a glass window who are walking slowly by. Oh, so Bryce left another one, but before we get to that. Last night, I was at a comedy show, and afterwards, we were just sitting around talking. And the guy who was running it came up with the idea of we should talk. Somehow we got talking about abortion. I'm not sure. And then he's like, we should all name the top five people we wish who were aborted.
Oh.
But they had to be people we actually met. You couldn't just go Tom Cruise.
Oh.
And then he looked at me and I was like, I'm not ready for this. You can't just go, oh, I don't like this person. I wish they were aborted because, you know, they'll be out of my life now. You got to think about the fact that they're not out of your life now. They've been ripped out of the fabric of time and everything they've touched has changed. So you're fucking going to timeline the entire, who knows how your life will be different.
Maybe they made your life better even though you hated them.
Exactly. And five of them? Who knows what happened to the world? Maybe McCain gets elected. You don't know.
Maybe he was the guy that got President Obama elected.
Or maybe he was the guy who inspired... Maybe he was an asshole to somebody who was like, fucking, I need to do something. And then got off their ass and volunteered, and that got enough people to vote. Whatever. You just don't know. You can't just be ripping people out of time with a theoretical abortion and act like everything's going to be all right. That's all. Thought I would share that. I didn't come up with anybody, by the way. Well, because then he's like, all right. Because after I went through that long explanation, he's like, all right, how about somebody you want to slap in the face? Captain Science over here.
See, the thing is I can list people, but I don't think I want to dredge up all that deep inner pain to do so.
What are you talking about? You love to hate.
Well, I do love to hate, but, you know, I love to hate in a superficial fashion. I'm talking here about, like, people I actually hate. People that I actually put their name down on the list of, if I ever go crazy, I'm coming for them.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good to have that list.
Yeah. Because, you know, you never know. Someday you may go crazy.
Right. And once you go crazy, you're not going to have the wherewithal to make a list.
Yep.
So if you have the list already planned out and ready to go.
Yep. Or you may go crazy, or I guess not go crazy, but you may be pushed into snapping. Somebody might, you know, just be there sticking the fucking needles in and twisting just enough, and you finally go off, and you accidentally kill them, and then it's like, well, I've already killed one.
They can't give me the death penalty twice.
Yep, twice. Okay. Tim, you are an underachiever.
Well, I just meant more than once. How about that?
Yeah, I would become the new famous spree killer Andrew. It wouldn't be Andrew Cunanan anymore. I would leave a trail of bodies across this great nation.
Really? You know, you hate a lot of people in the Midwest?
I could find people along the way, I think. But
Eddie's got a whole lot of
hate. Why would you do that?
I'm more planning on going to wherever they are, killing them, and then just depositing them across the country.
Okay. I was like, that's just giving the police clues to where you're headed next. Like, well, okay, there's a dead body, which leads to this dead body, and then they get a map out, and they plot your course, and they find you. That's why George Carlin has a bit about this. If you want to kill as many people as possible, what you do is you change up your attacks, make sure you don't know any of the people, make sure they don't have anything in common, kill a woman, kill a man, kill a black guy, kill a white guy, you know, change it up, don't change vehicles, always pay in cash, don't leave notes for the police or taunt them in any way.
I bet that would work, too.
Don't kill near your home. Don't bring them back towards your home.
Be sure and watch the CSI shows on CBS and the Law and Order shows on NBC for some good tips on what to avoid.
Don't drive equal distances in random directions from your home.
Well, I think you're just going to have to abandon your home. You're just going to have to be a road warrior.
Oh, yep.
Road dogging it.
You should probably burn all your belongings, really. Like, if that's your goal, just take out all your money, get rid of all your belongings, be done with it. Although that might lead them back to you, too. Yeah, maybe just leave your house where it is. I don't know.
Maybe you blow it up.
But that attracts attention, too.
But maybe they'll think you're the first victim.
Yep.
Like, kill somebody in your house and blow it up. But make sure it's somehow charred beyond... Like, they've done shows on CSI where something ruined the DNA and they couldn't do a positive identification.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you do, put the explosives in the person's mouth so that ruins the dental records.
Tancast, telling you how to kill people.
I was just about to say, welcome to the Tancast where we help murderers be better at it.
Can't fail to mention, be sure that the person that you've killed is the same gender as you. Because if you've got a wee willy winky and they come across a fish taco, they're going to get mighty suspicious.
Or you could put two sets of explosives, one in the mouth and one in the lower nether regions.
Oh, well, they could tell by the bone structure, I think.
Yep, and the
bone structure will be blown apart, too.
They could put it back together.
Of course, in CSI, they can always put that shit back together in 20 minutes.
Yep. All they need to do is, like, rubber mouse over the screen and fucking it's like, bing! Put back together. It's like, holy shit, they got some good
stuff.
Yeah,
or you take the grainiest, shittiest, off-angle ATM photo ever and, like... They're pulling down the license plate from the car that was 3 miles away down the road.
Or the reflection in the car window that was, again, 3 miles down. Like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's Phil!
Zoom in on that.
That is less than one pixel. Yeah, but you can see the mustache.
Yeah, it's like, my headshots aren't that good a resolution as the thing you pulled off of, like, a 3x3 pixel area off that photo.
CSI science. My wife's actually gotten a little tired of me yelling back at CSI going, computers don't work that way. Computers don't work that way.
Yeah. My wife is just tired of me yelling about Grissom.
You know what really sucked about Grissom's last episode? Everyone got a little FaceTime with Grissom, including Sarah Seidel, just not Warwick. Didn't he just, like, look at a picture of Warwick?
I think, no, it was, oh, yeah, was it a picture or was it something written about him?
Yeah, it was.
I can't remember.
It was like, I'm going to remember Warwick, but not the actor. Fuck that guy. He's a crackhead. Fucking meth fiend can get the fuck out of this show.
Why did he leave the show? Was he just done too?
Warwick?
Yeah. No, because
he's going to co-star with fucking William Peterson in a Chicago production of Waiting for Godot in the Chinese dinner theater.
This makes Tim so angry.
It does.
He cannot let it go.
Think about it being any other job. Can a guy quit his job? If he's made
millions
of dollars.
I don't want to do any other job. Like, I wouldn't sell my family to do any other job. So it makes me angry when someone just walks away from it. That was a joke. Any family that might be listening, I'm not going to sell you. But let's be fair, no one wants you anyway.
Oh, somebody wants
what?
You.
What? I mean, they don't want you enough to give me a show. That's what I'm saying.
You never know. They might.
No one's going to do CSI Burbank because I sold my family.
Tim has a whole lot of hate.
I love you guys.
CSI Burbank, you could just investigate Jay Leno's chin every week.
He does have a manly chin.
He's got a couple of manly chins.
He has a chin that demands respect.
He's got a chin that fucking beats the shit out of you for respect.
Yeah. They could shave that chin down and give it to somebody who was born without a chin.
They can shave that chin down and make a whole other Jay Leno.
That's how he reproduces.
Eventually his chin falls off and a new Jay grows around it.
So how long do we give Jimmy Fallon before his show is fucking gone?
Jimmy Fallon's still on the air?
He's for now.
And those MySpace ads are still running. This is what you missed.
I wouldn't say I missed it, Bob.
I think I didn't watch it on purpose.
In fact, I'm a little annoyed I'm seeing these clips.
But like, I don't even know if they have a backup plan, though. Because I'm sure they want to keep the show.
Oh, I'm sure they'll just find some other schmuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe they'll ask Tim Babb to do it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you listening? Tim Babb, he's ready. He's ready for prime time.
That's not prime time, but okay.
It's prime.
Tim won't sit in the background of your Saturday Night Live sketches and giggle and fuck him up.
There's no guarantee of that.
You can have you on as guest. Here's some fucker you never heard of, who you probably don't give a shit about.
That would be awesome. My first guest, Noah from Tancast, everybody.
It's like my mom.
It's Noah's mom clapping.
Can I be on too?
To be
I was going to say, live via satellite is Andy from Tancast. And it's just, it drops down a picture of a monkey while you talk.
No, we'll have a picture of the monkey with the lips cut out. You know, like
like on Conan. I guess it was his show, so yeah.
Yep. They have the technology. We will use it.
Just so you know, NBC, I'd be willing to relocate to New York if you want to give me that job. I don't want you...
You may want to discuss this with your wife, Tim.
I'm sure she'd be okay with it.
You never know.
I think for millions of dollars, she'll go ahead and live in New York for a little while.
And not only that, we've discussed if the Daily Show or Colbert ever offered me anything, we would move to New York.
Okay, fair enough.
That's SNL or hosting the Late Show. We'll move to New York for all those things.
I just know how wives are. Even if they are okay with it, the fact that you didn't discuss it with them beforehand, they don't like that.
This is true.
Like, even if it's like, they totally would go for it, if you didn't mention it beforehand, they'd be like, why didn't you ask me about it? Maybe I didn't want to go. Maybe... It's like, really?
Well, seeing as this is, in, you know, could not be more hypothetical, I figured I was all right to just go with it.
Yeah, you probably are.
I think I'm about to call you up right now, Tim.
Yep, as soon as I post this, I'm bring, hello. Hi, this is Johnny NBC. Wow, I didn't think that was a real surname. I thought it just stood for something. Nope, the NBC family has been in the television business for generations. Anyway, we want you. And then so forth, and yada yada yada.
It's a Polish name. It was originally pronounced Mbak, but we decided that Americans couldn't handle that.
Mbak. Mbak. Doobie-dop-dow, Mbak.
Dude, you really should call up Colbert and tell him that you'll be his other black friend.
I may have lost his number because I never had it.
Yeah.
Was my phone? Oh, shit, I think my phone's going off. Is someone calling me?
Maybe
it's the inbacks.
Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious. Oh, faggot. It was Noah.
No, it was NBC. They were calling you.
I thought it was like my wife or something because she's yet again running another try. I'm like, fuck, is she done already? Jesus Christ.
Have you ever seen Conan on his new show?
Has done what, who?
Seen Conan? On his new show?
He
hasn't taken over Tonight Show yet, has he?
No, so. When is he taking over?
Fuck you, Andy!
Did Andy call you too?
Guess who's calling me now?
I make my own fun.
You guys are douches.
I guess.
Well, Jay Leno's not done with Tonight Show yet, is he? I thought he was ending and wrapping up in May.
Why does Jimmy Fallon have a show already?
Who knows?
Because they were eager to get that Fallon talent locked down.
Fucking Fallon's gonna walk if we don't get him in here early. Well, we can't afford for that to happen. Conan, you're out!
June 1st takes over Tonight Show.
Huh.
Yeah, because I think they want Leno's last show to be during sweeps.
But isn't he getting another show?
Yep. An hour before.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Not even on another network. He's just like, hey, I'm gonna be earlier since I know the old people who watch me go to bed.
This whole move doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, if Jay Leno is not leaving and just getting another show, this all seems very odd.
He's getting old, dude. He doesn't want to stay up that late. Yeah, he's turning 60 next year.
Someone who doesn't quite understand the mechanics of Tancast left us you know, topics for us to discuss, he wrote, "I would suggest a few things, but they might get you censored." You obviously don't listen to the show, John. If nothing we've said so far has gotten us censored, we're all right.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce also suggested our shortest and strangest relationships.
There's that one time with that sheep. Only lasted 30 seconds. It was memorable, though.
I once got... I don't want to say hooked up with, because then it sounds like something happened, but, like, introduced to a girl who some idiot friend of mine decided that we were perfect for, and I never actually saw her face, because by the time we were introduced, I was so drunk I couldn't see straight, and shortly thereafter, either drunk me annoyed her, or she annoyed me. I can't really recall. Probably I annoyed her, because I was quite drunk.
Is that really a relationship?
No, Annie but it was we were supposed to be going to this party together. It was like supposed to be a blind date kind of thing, but nobody told me about it, so I'd got my drink on before the party.
Oh.
Yeah, that was weird and awkward.
You don't really have...
Did you just say Andy's a marathon dater?
He just doesn't generally have short relationships.
Yeah.
Ah.
He goes for the long haul.
I typically do. Well, then there was that one girl on my birthday. I think I'd met her once before, maybe not, but towards the end of my birthday, I couldn't decide if I had wanted to hit it or actually hit her.
Whoa.
I think you guys were there.
Doesn't ring a bell.
It was before I met my wife, very shortly before I met my wife.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. Well, obviously, if it was since I met my wife, I'd done something very horrible and then admitted to it. But I mean, it was like right before I met my wife.
Ah.
Like a month or so before I met my wife. And we were in downtown San Jose at Tide House and then right next door to it. And yeah, she basically spent the entire evening annoying me, but then at the end told me that she was going to show me her tits to make up for it. But I think at that point I decided that I actually did want to hit her, so... I didn't take her up on the her showing me her tits.
Why don't you just, you know, get a tit show and then hit her, and then you get busted by the whole world.
I was a well, it was my birthday, so I was drunk.
You can hit her in the tit. Like, bah!
See your nipple now; it's an innie. Oh!
Tankcast does not endorse violence against breasts.
No, we do
just
not.
Women.
Leave the titties alone.
Go for the face.
Oh, no!
No, not at all.
Please can see that.
I know how to make it so it doesn't leave marks.
Put some Valencia oranges in a sock and then hit them in the gut.
Hey, Ed, did you ever reply to Melissa?
No, not yet.
You faggot. Why don't you do so now?
No, not now.
You got any advice?
Yeah, I got some advice. Don't podcast.
I was like, what the hell are you guys talking about? No, I remembered. Okay.
Don't podcast. Yeah. It saps your life. You gotta talk to assholes like Tim and Noah every week. Every goddamn fucking week.
Except for next week.
Except for next week?
What's happening next week?
I thought
week?
You said we might not do it next week.
No. We're on for next week. It's the week after next.
Oh.
Pay attention, you fairy.
You will die!
Yes, I will.
All right.
Yeah, next week I'll be able to tell you what it feels like to be employed again.
Yay! Yay!
He starts on the pot day.
Yep. 420, toke it up.
Hitler's birthday, everybody!
I took 420 off. And then I hope no one thinks I'm taking off at work because I'm... very suspicious no one took that particular day off.
You come back to work, oh, did you have a good 420? Fuck yeah, I celebrate Hitler Day every year.
Oh.
It's the day I remember that there are way bigger douchebags in the world than me.
You guys were making different jokes there.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, I knew what Noah was going for, but, yep. You know, that's what we do on Tancast. We fucking try and sabotage each other's shit. I'm making a joke! They don't really go together. Fuck it! Tell them both at the same time and let Tim sort it out in editing.
It'd be like cheese on pie, come on!
The hell is wrong with you, dude?
Tim doesn't think they go together.
I know, but he's like, it's like a weird noise.
Made me angry. Angry!
He's angry at cheese on pie.
No!
Cheese on pie! No. Makes you want to fly!
Very high.
I think my shortest relationship was a one-night stand. I think you can't really get much shorter than that.
No, you can't.
And it was also pretty strange. She invited me back to her place with the guise of watching the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, because I mentioned I'd never seen it. And I was like, it's 1 a.m. and we're leaving a bar. We are not going back to watch the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Would have been funny if you were.
No. No. I don't care how funny that show is. No, it would not be funny.
That would have been hilarious. You probably would have been so upset.
Get there. What the fuck? What the fuck?
We are going back to your place to watch your ankles in the air.
I go over to her house, 1 a.m. She said I was going to watch Blue Collar. I'm thinking I'm getting a blowjob. We watch fucking Blue Collar.
I didn't get Blue Collar. I got blue balls. Wait, no, I did get Blue Collar and blue balls. I didn't only get... Well, whatever. The joke is there.
Yes.
Blue Collar, blue balls. They both start with blue.
Dig it out. You'll find it.
Fucking take it to IKEA. They'll assemble it for you.
No, they won't.
I know.
Yeah, they will. But you got to pay them. Actually, they got contractors in the area that will come out.
Do they really?
Yeah, they'll come out and assemble your shit.
You had something assembled from IKEA?
No.
Oh, okay.
He just knows of things.
Okay. I assemble all their shit myself.
Yes, me too.
I own quite a bit of their shit.
I don't know that I own anything from IKEA.
I would like to get a kitchen from there once we buy a place. I don't know if we will, but we'll see how much money we got left over.
Millions.
No, we don't have millions
Captain
now.
Captain Cash. You do.
No, I don't have millions.
Dude. Got them.
No.
Lots of them.
No.
Millions.
All right. Noah tell his story of his shortest, weirdest relationship?
Not even close.
Let's get back to Noah. Tim and I have exposed our underbellies.
Our soft underbellies.
Yeah.
Once.
No shit.
Nope, no shit.
She was, she was trying to sell some CDs. You sent her a cock pic, and she's like, you know what?
I think I would like some cock.
So not only did Noah get some sex, he also got some Dan Fogelberg CDs. So it was a win-win. Dan Fogelberg, nothing. So this was during the Tan House.
I think so.
I think I remember hearing about it.
Fucking you go. I don't remember hearing about this. Why wasn't this like, should have come back in. Everyone, gather round. Noah has tails.
Maybe I wasn't living with you guys, because I remember I spent the night.
You could spend the night and still be living with us.
Yep.
I could have. I don't remember when it was. I'm very bad with time frames.
Was it all freaky deaky, though? Did she, like, have her husband there watching you and...
No.
Jacking off in the corner?
It was pretty... It was very casual.
Was she hot?
She was attractive.
She can't hear this.
I wouldn't say hot. She was attractive.
Well, there you go. What was she... So, did you ask, like, okay, look, I'm looking at you. I would fuck you. Why do you need to go to the internet? Why couldn't you have just walked in a bar and gone...
No, I didn't. You know what, though?
Well, I meant after, not before.
No, it's so easy. You don't have to go anywhere. You sit at home, clack, 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 clack. Let it flow in. Let it flow in.
Let cock come to you.
Exactly.
Like a delivery service.
Exactly. I'll have some of you and some of you.
Cocks on wheels.
Yeah, there was another buddy of ours that got kind of a similar internet hookup, and it was just a one-time thing, and he went over, and she wanted to spank him for a bit, and so she did, and apparently it was actually rather painful. But then she played with his junk and made him happy.
I'll bleep it. Who was this?
It was...
Really?
Really. I don't think it was
true. Now, he's a guy, I don't know, maybe I'm... Maybe just being a fairly, you know, I'm not unattractive guy, but I'm not an attractive guy. Like, I think that guy has got, like, the looks and the charisma to just walk into a room and go, come on, fucking ladies, let's fucking get this done.
I think he has done that before.
That's weird.
It was just, you know, like, somebody, like, in a chat room or something like that, exchange pictures, was like, hey, she's kind of hot. She's like, hey, I want you to come over so I can beat your ass for a while. Like, all right, but you're going to have to suck my cock, too. Fair enough.
I've just realized by implication, what I've just said, I've implied that Noah is not good-looking or charismatic enough.
Noah is not. Noah is an ugly
It was not
wallflower.
My intention. It's just I was like...
Oh, I can see why Noah would do it, but
well, I mean, obviously,
him.
Noah got to control the internet wasteland. Try and get something. Trick people. emoticons and whatnot.
I put a steak on a plate underneath a box with a stick holding up, and I just pulled the stick out with a go there. I snared
it. It was mine. if any of our listeners are pondering doing any of these type things, first, always wrap your junk. Second, make sure somebody knows where you're going and when.
Yes, because you don't want to end up a victim of our first set of people we gave advice to, the murderers.
Yes.
We would hate to supply both ends of this burgeoning trade, murderers and victims.
I would not do it again.
Oh, really?
Well, because of that reason.
Well, obviously you're married, but...
Even if I was single, so... I don't think I would do it again.
Like, going back in time, would you have...
Well, it worked out well then.
...advised other you not to do it?
I might have. I was naive. I didn't really realize that people, you know, like, do that. Like, they'll rob you and... I mean, it's never happened to anyone I know, but it could happen. That would suck.
Indeed.
I think I've learned a lot more, so I think I'm just more paranoid now. Like, when I saw...
Yeah, there's a thing about, you know, being drunk walking around alone in downtown San Jose. I don't think I'd do that anymore.
Like, I don't even like people from when I sell stuff on Craigslist to come over to my house. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even let them in my house. I'm just like, you can stand outside. I don't want you to just see what shit I got.
We can meet at a cafe, and I will bring my piano. Here it is. You want it? I don't know why I'm playing a non-piano song on the piano.
That's the joy of pianos, Tim. You can play almost anything on there.
You can't play dead.
Yeah, you can. Boom.
Welcome to our vaudeville act.
Hey, Johnny!
Play me off!
Well, what time are you guys showing, Andy?
I'm showing about 4:15, Noah's a cocksucker.
4:15, Noah's a cocksucker! It's a good time!
Yeah, I'm also showing my infant son has gone from playing in his crib to screaming in his crib, and I believe my wife is taking a shower right now, so I think this is about a good time to cut this stuff off.
And punch your kid.
Plus, who knows? I may go take another shit. All right, everybody, drink up. Wait. I may shit on my penis. 2 drinks.
Ew.
Wait a minute. Yuck.
That is disgusting.
Noah says, this is where I cannot take this any longer.
That's where I cross the line. Shitting on penises.
Fine with penises, and I'm fine with shits. But when shits and penises collide, no, sir.
No one wins.
Ryu wins.
I can't even get the new Street Fighter game. I don't want to pay $50 for it. I can't pay $50 for any video game, really.
I can't pay $50 for anything, because I don't have $50.
You have $50.
I know, but it's not as funny. To say, like, I could not reasonably justify spending $50 in today's global economy.
My fiduciary expenses.
This fiscal year does not look good.
Tim is baller, yo. He lives in, like, a mansion. You should go visit him.
Yeah, come on down.
He lives in a palatial state. He's got Jeeves, a butler.
Man, speaking of baller, I finally got around to doing my taxes this week. You know, there's no time like the 15th to...
Jesus Christ, dude.
...to download TurboTax.
When Tim is doing his shit ahead of you, you're procrastinating.
Your mom is an accountant.
And had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Tim's a big boy now.
I grown up and I do my taxes.
He lets his wife do it.
No, actually, I did it this year.
Oh, you did?
Except for the her, you know, actually entering her information. I did all of it.
Well,
I did the whole shebang. I entered my wife's information. I entered my information. Anyways, what were you going to say?
Anyway.
Panda Bear.
I got you beat. I did my information and my wife's information and my child's information.
My wife probably had like 5 or 6 W-2s I had to enter.
Oh, I'm like, Jesus. Yeah, I'm going to go on a limb and say your kid does not have any W-2s unless you're putting him in Gerber commercials already.
Yeah, no, he just had some...
Motherfucker earns!
Just had some healthcare and stuff like that. Well, he is an adorable baby.
Earns!
Fucking put him to work, put him in a hamster wheel, make him generate some energy.
Yeah, so we especially with our little tax write-off, who's apparently still not feeding himself, so I really should go pretty soon. We're getting a pretty good size return coming back to us. And I look at that and it's like, yeah, big return. Hey, you know, fill up the bank accounts. And then I was thinking, that was a whole shitload of extra money that we handed Uncle Sam all year last year. That was an extra, like, $200 a month that didn't go into my pocket and didn't go into my savings account. So I think I'm going to have to take another good look at my W-4 forms this year.
Well, it also depends on how good you are at saving. You know what I mean? Like, some people aren't good at saving, so it's more beneficial for them.
This is true. My brother's got a friend that he got like a several thousand dollar return and immediately changed his W-4 to be single zero dependents or something like that. And he's got like four kids and a wife. So like he's maxing out his deductions for the whole next year because he wants to beat last year's number. My brother was telling him, you know, this is just your money coming back, right?
Well, that's another thing people say is like, well, you could, if you're good at saving, you could just invest that, and you're going to get interest on that money, as you will not if you give it to Uncle Sam to hold on to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but apparently this guy wants to toss thousands of dollars more at Uncle Sam next year.
Well, if he can afford it, more power to him.
Yeah, well, with the way that the economy's been and the type of industry that they're in, maybe he can't afford it.
Well, the good thing about taxes is you can adjust them.
Yes, that is true.
At any time. You're like, you know what? I'm giving you too fucking much. Give me some back. I claim quite a bit, but we still got money back this year. And hopefully, if we buy a house this year, before December 1st, we will get $8,000 back next year.
Mm-hmm. You know it has to be a new house, right? It has to be a new...
It doesn't have to be new construction.
No, it just has to be that Noah hasn't owned a house.
Yeah.
Has to be no one has owned that house.
No. There's a separate thing that you can get more money back. But this specific thing I'm talking about is you haven't had to own a house in the last 3 years.
Mm. My mom, who is, again, the accountant, told me that the house had to be new.
There is a separate thing for new housing, but there is also a separate thing that is if you haven't owned a house.
And you still get money back regardless of the newness or not newness of the house.
Exactly. You get $8,000 back next year.
We'll see.
I've read up on it. I've read all the rules and what has to apply to it.
I don't trust you and your ability to read.
Her mom has mentioned it. Other people have mentioned it. It's a new thing.
It's one big prank on you, Noah.
I'm sure it is. But anyways, there is like a... I think if you like buy a house and it's new construction, you'll get like $18,000 back. I don't know what the exact amount is, but you get more money back if it's new construction. But new construction is going to be more pricey and out of our price range.
True.
Like, we did look at some new construction places, but those are kind of like built like right next to each other. So like you could probably like hand a cup of sugar to the person next to you. Like, they aren't touching, but they're pretty close. And did Andy leave?
No, Andy's still here.
Okay, well, we should let Andy go take care of his child.
Well, it looks like I waited long enough that my wife got out of the shower and took care of it for
nice!
Me.
Nice! All right, back to the show. All right. So, no, okay. I just want to say, be careful when you get a sample from Panda Express, because sometimes they fucking... Because, you know, you're like, hey, I want to taste this. Because I was like, I want... Last night I went to Panda Express, and I was like, I want to get... you said... you called Andy a panda. This is what made me think of this. I want to get some orange chicken and some sweet and sour pork, but I was like, you know what? I miss the Beijing beef, but I know if I eat a whole thing of it, like, it's bad for my stomach. So I'm like, I know, I'll just test the Beijing beef, you know, because they give you a little toothpick. I was like, I'll have a bite of that, and then, you know, all is good with the world. Unfortunately, they gave me the most sizzling fucking hot thing, and they just handed it to you on a toothpick, so you're like, okay, this is ready to...
They didn't warn you that was hot? They always warn me, like, be careful, hot.
He's just like, And I was like, and I looked at him like, Jesus Christ, that's hot. And he looked at me like, oh, yeah, I probably should have said something. What
the fuck, dude? But then again, it's like, what the fuck do you think? It just came out of a heated container.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I expected it to be hot, but I mean, warm, but I didn't expect it to be, like burning the outside of my mouth hot.
Oh, Tim.
Because, I mean, it's not like those things are, like an actual burner, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but it also depends on how fresh it is. Like, if it's pretty full... I usually plan on being hot, because, like, it means they just fill
it. That's the thing. It wasn't full. It looked like they were scraping the end of that Beijing beef.
Next time, be careful, my friend.
I'm not going to that fucking Panda Express again.
You go again. You love Panda.
Not to that Panda Express.
Do you not live next to it?
Not even close.
Okay. I mentioned this to Tim, but apparently Panda sells, like, their sauces at the grocery store. So I bought some orange sauce that they use on the orange chicken, and I haven't tried it yet, but I will, and I'll let you know how it is.
What the fuck are you waiting for? Ah!
Why don't you go buy your own?
Ah!
They also sell the Kung Pao sauce, and
do they sell any sweet and sour?
They might. I'm not a fan of sweet and sour. I even stopped the pork. I'm not a fan of pork, sweet and sour pork. I like sweet and sour chicken.
The panda by my house has sweet and sour chicken. The panda by Universal Studios has sweet and sour pork.
Really?
That's odd to me.
That is odd.
Yeah.
I've never seen a panda with sweet and sour chicken.
Oh, well, come to Universal Studios.
No,
sorry, not the one on City Walk, but the one near Lancashire, which is right by Universal Studios.
Oh, Lancashire. I love me some Lancashire.
I'm giving fucking street names like you guys are. Oh, right, yeah, let me just check my fucking atlas, and yes, Lancashire.
Lancashire right there. I'll zip over there right now.
If you hit Fairfax, you're in the fucking wrong place. That's what I'm telling you.
And you, Tim, are a useless twat. That's what I'm telling you.
All right. A little unnecessary, I think.
Nope, fully necessary.
Anyone go see any movies this weekend?
The movie where I scratch my nose.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
I thought the aliens were landing inside your head.
Nah, no intelligent life there.
Okay. I'll go see Play of Graves. Wait, what the fuck is the name of that movie? Stay of Play, Play of State. The fucking Ben Affleck, Russell Crowe movie.
State of Play.
There
State
we go.
Play.
I want to see that one. It was that, between that and Crank 2, I'd opted for that.
Really? I thought you were more of a Crank 2 man.
I know.
You just love fleshable entertainment.
Who, me?
Yeah.
The first Crank was a pretty good movie. I mean, it fleshable. Wasn't like art, but it was entertaining.
Fleshable.
State of Play is supposed to have a twist ending. I'm interested in the twist ending.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, I also like twist endings, but that's for, you know, handies. I just made that joke in front of my infant son. Hello, son.
He
loves handies.
You'll never remember this.
I bet he will one day. I remember Dad one time, you were talking about handies, and then you touched my junk.
He's got this little chew toy thing that we've got for him since he's
fucking
teething.
Chew toy. Do you yank on it? Play tug of war?
I tried to play tug of war, but he's not real big into it.
Did you swing him around?
Fine,
in a
take it. Jesus. By the way, you're giving it to me. Jeez.
His fourth tooth is coming in, and I swear to God, this kid's a vampire because he's got the two center bottom teeth now, but he doesn't have the center top teeth coming in. He's got the side top teeth coming in.
Nice,
awesome.
Yeah, so he's ready to get some good opposition going on those teeth and to really open up a vein, I guess.
Be careful, he might bite you.
Yeah, he's got this little chew toy, and when we're changing him, we hand it to him because it keeps him from trying to play with his dangle. Well, we got the diaper off.
You should let him play with his dingo. Like, go! Go, boy, go!
But then he learned that he can combine those two games, and he just took his little chew toy that's a ring thing, and, did a ring toss. Just, like scored on his own penis. Just, yay! Look at me! Let go!
Did he have a little baby boner?
Well, it's little baby wieners just kind of stick up.
I think
it's all the fat.
Children learn early on that touching their penis feels good.
I'm sure they do. That's why we keep them in diapers for the first 14 years.
You keep them in a chassis belt.
Yeah,
lock it down it.
So you can't feel anything.
All right. Well,
sorry, my wife was talking to me.
Oh,
shh! You're interrupting our conversation.
Are you talking to your wife or to us?
No, I'm talking to you. You're interrupting my conversation with my wife.
Oh, okay.
Hey, everyone who can see bare boobs right now, say me. Me.
Me.
Well, let me go over the internet.
You guys got to go to the internet.
No, losers. I just looked at my chest.
Oh.
The nearest pair of bare boobs I'm allowed to look at is in Las Vegas.
Mm.
You're allowed to look at other bare boobs, just not in person.
Ah, fair enough.
Yes.
Well, technically, I guess I could be allowed to look at them in person. I don't think my wife would care if I went to a strip club, mostly because she knows I do not have any particular desire to go to a strip club.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, sure you don't, Tim. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No, we've talked about this. Tim and I feel very uncomfortable at a strip club. You know,
Tim didn't feel uncomfortable
that
when
time,
we did
strip notwithstanding.
Club. He fucked one of the strippers.
I'm sorry. Why don't you guys each take a number and then one talk at one time and the other talk at the time when the other's not talking?
Yes, so I think that's a good idea.
Blah, 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 blah.
I said, Tim and I are not comfortable at strip clubs, my one attempt to date a stripper notwithstanding.
Yeah.
And I said Tim was very comfortable when we went to the strip club together.
I wouldn't say I was very comfortable.
You were comfortable. You had some of your slippers on, your robe, a pipe.
I was like, finally I can relax.
You had your paper out. You were relaxed.
Tugs off my pipe.
Yes, they're naked.
And I remember that a girl spent a good chunk of time talking me up, and I felt bad because I was like, you're not going to really get much money on me. I'm sorry. I didn't say that to her.
Good for you.
Noah's a cheap date.
We were all the cheap date. We were sitting pretty far back from the stage most of the time.
Yep. We went up front, so we each, you know, could give a dollar to the stripper to have her, you know, take it from us in some creative way. And they're like, okay, go, fall back, everybody back.
fall back, retreat, yeah, retreat.
The one time I tried to date a stripper, it was the same thing. I was sitting way away from the stage. She came up and started talking to me. I was like, I'm here for a friend's bachelor party. And she's like, well, that's okay. And she, like, sat down.
Oh, that's how they get you. That's how they get you.
I don't know if I told this story already. One time I was at a comedy show at Universal Studios, in fact. Mm-hmm. And this girl comes up to me to give me this flyer. She's like, here, I want to give you this. First she starts talking to me. I'm like, hey. And then she hands me this flyer thing for a strip club. I'm like, oh, I don't really go to strip clubs. And she's like, really? Can I ask why not? I was like, well, because I just feel uncomfortable looking at naked women who I'm not going to do anything with. And then she goes, well, what makes you think you're not going to do anything? Like, all suggestively. She was a stripper, I should point out.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was like, well. That together.
And, you know, she like sort of moves in closer and goes like, well, what makes you think they're not going to do anything? I was like, well, I'm married, so there's that. But second of all, it just was never going to happen, regardless of my status. She's like, and then she like changes her tune completely. She's like, oh, I'm married too. I'm like, well, then what was all that? What makes you think nothing's going to happen, Jazz?
She's trying to connect with you, Tim, on some level, so you'll go pay her money to get naked.
Yeah, but see, the stripper that I asked for her number said, well, first of all, let me tell you, I'm about to get married. Does that change anything for you? Because if my answer had been no, she was going to give me her number. She's like, my husband and I, or my future husband and I, have a very open relationship.
I don't know why you didn't say no and took a number.
Well, I also had a girlfriend at the time. Things were not well between us, but.
And we see how that worked out. You could have been having hot stripper ass.
I could have been having
like
hot married
really
stripper ass.
You didn't really have a girlfriend at the time. You had some girl who was blocking your cock.
You had a harpy.
Harpy.
You had a succubus. Yeah.
Yes, I had a girl who would have been very upset that I was asking for a stripper's phone number.
She would have been very upset about many things. The fact that you didn't call her back right away.
That's a way better reason to break up. What a story.
I'm sorry, babe, but I'm going to have hot, crazy stripper sex. Her husband's going to be in the next room.
Whatever happened to you and Shaniqua? She broke up with me because I was fucking a stripper. But see, that's a story. What happened with you and Shaniqua? We broke up because of our communication issues. I'm sorry. I was trying to strangle myself.
I'm in love with the stripper.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I just didn't think that, you know, first of all, I had mostly just done it as kind of the ego boost of, man, if I can get a stripper's number, that is fucking epic. But then when she's like, does that change things for you? I'm like, oh, this is more than getting a number. This is kind of like a commitment of a, yeah, sure, I'll fuck you even though you're getting married.
No, you don't have to call him back.
Yeah, but it started to get a little too real at that point. I was like, yeah, it does change things. And in my mind, I'm like, plus I had a girlfriend and I'm not sure I actually was really going to call you. This is just more for my ego because I was feeling a little down on me because my relationship's not going that well.
She got the number. Fucked her.
Yeah.
Fucked her good. Fucked her long, and fucked her hard.
Jenny Tancast listeners out there, if you're going to fuck a stripper, be sure to wrap your junk. And be sure that everyone knows where you're going to be.
Some great advice this episode. I hope everybody... you probably just listen to these and then delete them. Save this one. You want to go back to it for the important tips.
Yep. Mostly it's this. Practice the buddy system at all times. If it seems sketchy, even if it seems exciting, practice the buddy system. If you think, hey, I'm going to go out rock climbing, make sure people who aren't rock climbing know that you're rock climbing.
Or surfing,
certainly. Where you're surfing. Because if they just know that you're surfing, they'll go to the cops. I think it was surfing. And the cops will look at the entire enormity of the ocean and go,
He's dead. Yes.
I think that was Noah's, well, fuck this, we're done.
Was that what you're going for, Noah?
I was going to add something onto the joke, but I had nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I went to meet a girl once off the internet.
Have you...
That did not pan out.
Have you met more than one girl off the internet?
Oh, yeah. Well, I met, we were in a chat room, and she kept saying she, wanted to hook up for one night or whatever, and it started out as joking and got more and more serious until it ended up in a private conversation, and then we decided to meet up. And we met in San Francisco, and I drove all the way to San Francisco.
Was this when you were in Stockton?
No, dude. This is when I was in the tan house.
Oh, okay.
I fucking didn't tell you guys shit about this. You were discovering it for the first time now.
Please continue. I am enthralled.
She was ginormous.
Oh,
she knocked out the sun. And she gets to, and what's worse is she goes, as soon as she sees me, she goes, you know, I was just kidding about the Heavy Sex part, right? I was like, really? You saw me and decided, no. My picture was online, twat. You knew exactly what kind of little string bean was showing up. I didn't know that fucking I had a date with Gigantor.
Did you turn right back around and went home?
No, because I have not mastered the art of douchebaggery.
So you actually hung out with her for a little while?
Yeah, so we hung out at the beach for a while. I was like, this is awesome. I'm glad I'm missing sleep for this. And I had to go straight from there to work afterwards.
Oh.
Because it was like a Saturday thing at the station where we had to, like they had called all, it was like a boot camp for all the new interns. And so I had to be there to help. Like the other guy was running it. The other guy, sort of in my position. I guess I could just say his name. No, I won't. Anyway, I could not be less interested in anything he had to say. Like, he had just started dating my ex-girlfriend, so I wasn't, you know, super happy with him anyway.
Oh, that guy.
But I was like, dude, I was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
it's not who I thought it was, but now I know who it is. That was just all kinds of awkward too, man.
He swooped in.
I mean, I didn't care, but I was still like, you know, fuck you.
Yeah, but it did not make it not awkward. That was true. A lot of negatives in there, but I think I had it right.
You're like, I just came back from not fucking a fat chick. I'm not happy.
Exactly. I probably would be less happy if I just fucked a fat chick. No, that's not true. It's not like I don't want, you know, I'm sure we have fat listeners. Well, I know we have fat podcasters. So
yes,
sure
we do.
We have fat listeners. I don't have anything against fat people. It was just, I don't know. The way she portrayed herself was not what she ended up being. That was what made me mad.
Yeah, okay. That's the thing is, you know what, just don't lie.
Yeah, I should say, I definitely like my women a little on the heavier side, a little curvy.
What? A black guy who likes heavy white women?
I know, isn't it crazy?
Fuck. You're not going to KFC after this, are you? Because that'll blow my mind.
KFC kind of disgusts me these days.
Oddly enough, the whitest guy on the podcast is probably going to have KFC for lunch as soon as we're done here.
I have not that very funny.
KFC disgusts me! You're a filthy animal! You disgust me! I'm ashamed to be associated with you and your KFC-ness. I don't know. That just seems like we're really hitting the gas. Like, yeah, I don't really particularly care for KFC. It disgusts me! Like you're an angry Christian protesting gay marriage or something.
When I think about it, I think about EA, I'm just like, oh, that's just horrible. They have some new chicken that's supposed to be healthier for you, like they grill it or something.
Fuck that. It's not KGC.
Kentucky Gay Chicken?
Grilled!
KLSC.
I don't care if the chicken is gay.
Lightly sautéed.
Although California would.
Can't get married.
We gave, yeah, exactly. We gave rights to the chickens, but not the gays. But the gay chickens, fucking, you get back in the coop.
Yep.
Oh, that is funny, Tim. Never. I'm sure there's many stories you haven't told us.
I'm sure there are too. And see, man, that's like, there's a lot of stuff that we bust each other's balls about. But if it was because you were trying to go out and, you know, get some sack time, I don't think I would have busted your balls about that. I think I would have felt bad for you.
I'm
sorry that didn't work
balls.
Out, buddy.
Come on, Andy. We probably would bust his balls.
No, I try not to bust. I think the only time I busted balls about sex with either of the two of you was that time where you came out and were like, whatever friggin' movie I was watching, The Rock or whatever. Like, hey, yeah, because I heard.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I heard? That's why I turned the fucking movie up! I think that's the only time I ever did it, because it really was like, I was just like, oh, this is kind of awkward. These walls are a little thin. Let's turn the movie up a little more. Oh, look at that, they got louder. Let's turn the movie up a little more.
I remember when the two of you were going in concert one time, not literally, like, with each other, but, like, one was in one bedroom, one was in the other, and I was just lonely, single, sitting there, you're like, fuck me. Look at that. Well, joy and happiness all around me, and here I sit with cum on my belly. That's a Noah line from a poem.
I know it wasn't a poem. Someone said I should write poetry because I said that.
Oh, okay. I assumed it was a poem.
No.
That's so fucked up. I got this mental image of you there, like, you know,
crying.
Tears silently rolling down your cheeks, but you're still like, well.
He's jerking off using tears as lubrication.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
I do my best. Why not me? But now we're all married, which means none of us are having sex.
And now we do it all
that
together.
That was funny. Why not me? There was the curse of the Tan House where not, all three of us could not have a girlfriend at the same time.
Yep. And that curse did not resolve until we moved out.
Yep.
There was actually a while where it was like only one of us could at a
well,
time.
Yes. I know there was some overlap because, I mean, with Tim being on and off.
I never had a girlfriend, though.
No?
I only had a girl... I had two girlfriends in the course of the Tan House. Mm-hmm. And then I dated a third girl, and then one of my ex-girlfriends was... we were talking.
Mm-hmm. Reading the Bible.
What? So you, would, you wouldn't consider Danielle now your wife, your girlfriend... When did she become your girlfriend again?
After I moved out, or back when we lived in our apartment, just me and you.
All right, I guess she wasn't technically a girlfriend. I kind of considered you a girlfriend because you've gone out so many times.
Nope.
It was so funny because like I had absolutely no idea that you two were like back together until we all went to dinner that one time at BJ's, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, I showed up expecting to see the two of you, and there she was. And I turned to my wife. I was like, well, then my girlfriend, I don't even, yeah, not even my fiance at that point. Oh, no, she was. She must have been my fiance because that was one of the things that moved me out of the Tan House.
I was like, yeah, dude. She was the original homewrecker.
I know, I forget my, I know it was our home that she wrecked.
OG homewrecker.
Beautiful, beautiful home. Our beautiful, shitty, unwashed home.
I was like that none of our wives would ever want to move back into, apparently. Well, at least none of our wives. No one minds.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Like, it's fixed up now. It's nice. Yeah. I mean,
they still like
it's
sullied.
It's tainted. I saw it when it was horrible.
You fucked other women here.
True.
Yeah, but not often.
Not often, but...
Not many and not often.
We did all right in the Tan House.
Well, speak for yourself there, black man.
You did all right.
You had two... at least two women in the Tan Cat.
Yeah, you
tan
had
house.
Two girlfriends while you were living in the Tan House.
And haven't you only fucked women? So, I mean...
I actually did not in the Tan House.
Yes, you did.
No, not one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right, you didn't.
But you, while you were living at the Tan House, you had two girlfriends.
Yes.
And you fucked two girls. So you were doing awesome.
Awesome.
I retroactively really hope this is not one of the Tancast episodes that either of my parents decide to listen to. Actually, Tim, can you tag this on to the beginning? Mom, Dad, if you're thinking about listening to this episode, we got like 40-something other ones. Go listen to one of those.
You really think your parents don't think you fuck? You got a kid.
I know I've got a kid, but that was post-marriage. That's when it becomes acceptable.
I fucking knew you.
Plus,
you're
using the word fuck. It's not even like, you know, make sweet, tender, romantic relationship love or anything like that.
Who the fuck says that?
Fucking, alright, you were making. I heard you guys. That did not sound like sweet and tender. Let me tell you.
Fuck, I heard you guys. I wasn't even home yet. I hadn't even gotten off the freeway. I was like, damn.
Blowing it
you
up.
Gotta hit the. He's banging the bottom out of it.
The bottom, the top, and the sides.
My boss used to say that. All the time, it cracked me up. It's like, oh, you're going to bang the bottom out of it? I was like, easy.
I had a lot of energy, let's say, pent up.
Fucking Energizer Bunny.
Going and going and going. I think 4 out of my 6 were at the Tan House.
There you go. Whoomp, there it is.
Yes. Because I can only think of I can picture the other two and where they weren't.
It's only been 6.
Although I did live at the Tan House for the 6th one. And what'd you say, Noah?
I said it's only been 6.
Fuck you! How about that? I started late. I started at 24.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but like, all right. So I know 3 for sure. There was one. Well, you know what? We don't really need to go over Tim's sexual escapade on Tan Cast.
Well, there was the 35-year-old who still lived with her mother.
Mm-hmm. Who had the kid, right?
But that was
no, 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 no. Slow down, slow down. I'm going in order.
No, no, okay. That was at the Ta apartment, right? Well, not at, sure. But
oh, right, yeah. This one I'm talking about. Yeah, she's still live with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was
no either of us were getting lucky at that apartment.
No. although Danelle and I did first not hook up, but you know, like seriously make out at that apartment.
Oh yeah.
That really speaks well to the strength of your relationship.
Well, she had just returned from a third world country, so I guess by comparison, even our apartment.
Well, she'd been in America for a while when she saw you or your tan house room. she came back for more, so.
Yeah. She's like, is there unexploded ordnance in here? You mean, well, if you mean the little ghost tissues that I make with my penis and in Kleenex, then yes.
Ghost tissues.
and then the second one was the younger gal who went to school down here. But was up for summer break,
mm-hmm.
and we had a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the one night stand that ended my foolhardy attempt to emulate the movie 40 Days and 40 Nights, where Josh Hartnett gives up whacking for Lent.
Was that the girl that you met at Max's?
Yes, that's okay. The one with the kid. I don't think she. I don't think she was in her 30s though. Oh shit! I skipped one. My surfer ex girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. She listens to this. Sorry, hon. It wasn't intentional. not that it wasn't important. I was just going in order and I got confused.
Oh, dear.
And then there was the one night stand I was alluding to earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. There you go. Six.
Whoop. There it is.
I think I knew about all of those except the one night stand.
That one. That may not have been the tan house. I was just thinking about it. I may have lived with Noah at that point. Just with Noah at that point. I can't be certain. No, 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 no. No, wait. I don't know.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
Didn't we? Crystal.
wait.
No, it was definitely it was the tan house. I still lived in the tan house. It's all right. I got it. We're back. People are like, fuck it, I do not care about these details. It's like the part of the book where they describe the clouds. I don't care. Get back to the plot.
But these aren't clouds, these are real vaginas that were kind enough to wrap around your willy.
Yes, but the dates and places of where I lived, when these happened, are inconsequential.
So really, you're saying that story could have boiled down to vagina, 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 vagina.
As most stories could.
Clinton White House years. Vagina, vagina, vagina.
I fear we are... getting dangerously close to 2 hours again, and I shall not be editing another 2-hour show, so I think we should wrap it up.
Fuck no.
Come on, 2 more hours.
Yeah, speaking of wrapping it up, wrap up your willies before you go skydiving.
And remember, kill indiscriminately and leave no pattern.
Really, it's the only safe way. Noah, no nugget of wisdom?
Hookers smell like cheese.
Okay, there you have it.
Right. You know what, Noah? That was just one step away from I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Smells like bacon.
All right.
Oh, that poor child. That poor, mildly retarded child. All right, let's wrap this motherfucker up.
Yep.
You guys have a good week.
You too.
Good night.
I hope everybody else got their taxes done on time.
I got my taxes done way early, and I got some moolah back, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Except for the people in Nepal, who probably didn't do taxes on the 15th, because I don't know what their system is.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to TanCast episode 46. Be sure and write us a review on iTunes, subscribe via iTunes or the Zoom Marketplace, leave us a comment at TanCast.com, and vote for us at Podcast Alley. We only need about 20 or so more votes, and we'll be in the top 10 of comedy podcasts. So come on, I know there's 20 of you who haven't voted in the month of April. Get out there and get voting! Woo!
TanCast. TanCast. Ha 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 ha
That was funny.